This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Every day makes me want to holler, go away. I need more peace and hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for every radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for every radio. Every time I listen, Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware. I got strategies for living, strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab, strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab, strategies for living radio.
Yeah, you know we need them. We all need strategies, don't we? Strategies for living. Welcome. Welcome into 101.7 FM, 710 Keel, and another edition of our little program here that we call Strategies for Living. I'm Dr. David McMillan. She is PLPC, Lauren Leon McMillan. Lauren, it's Valentine's. I can't believe it's already Valentine's week, right?
Yes.
And the rest of this week, I propose we call our little program Strategies for Loving.
Ooh, I like that.
You like that?
We could all use a lot more of that in our lives
today. Tell me about it. Well, so what are you getting me for Valentine's Day?
The secret, I'm not going to tell you.
don't do that to me.
The biggest one I'll tell you.
Okay.
Me.
Oh, there you go. I like it.
Good.
I like
it.
I will reciprocate if that's okay.
I would greatly appreciate that.
So let's focus this evening on some patterns. Couples who have quote unquote made it, mm-hmm. you know, which I think is an ongoing process.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm not sure that you ever can announce we made it.
No. Well, because where would you be going?
Yeah. But we're
all running towards death, not to be, you know.
But you can still identify what successful coupling is. I mean, we all have couples, friends, and you kind of know and you sense mm-hmm. when you're around people for any period of time, whether those folks are truly happy or not.
Sure.
We're going to talk about
speaks.
Yeah, exactly. And we're going to talk about this evening, what are some things that therapists have noticed, some patterns in couples who are, let's not say made it, but are continuing the process of making.
Growing each other better.
Yeah, yeah.
And spreading their love into the world.
So that's what I want to focus on this evening, on strategies for living. Are you you hip to that?
I'm game. You turned my music down.
Well, I'm going to turn it back up here in a second if I can figure out how to do it.
Yeah. All right.
Welcome into Strategies for Living, folks. Thank you for being here, and we appreciate our sponsors making it all possible. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing.
Roof, roof.
And Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center. And Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage. Couples who have made it or are making it. What are the patterns? Back in a moment.
Tune in daily, find the light. Healthy mind and spirits bright. Strategies for living strong. Feel the vibe, it won't go wrong.
Welcome in to 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. Welcome into another edition of Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. You know, through the years, Lauren, going, seeing couples, and I saw a lot of couples, I don't know, over the 30 years, I don't even know. I mean, a bunch of couples.
Right.
Right. And you think back to, you know, I enjoyed all of the work with individuals and couples, but I particularly enjoyed the first session of couples. And I'll never forget one. I walked in, and you know, I didn't do anything scripted. You know, it was all
right.
Pretty much spontaneous, and you know, but
intuitive,
and but I would always, you know. You know, need to very early. Well, what are you doing? You know, how can I help you?
What brought you in?
What brings you in?
Right.
You know, and, you know, with a couple, it
they might not always agree on what brings them in.
Well, yeah, but I remember one particular, I've got this couple in my mind right now. Mm-hmm. And they came in and I asked, well, what brings you in? And he looked at her and she looked at me and she says, we're here for you to tell him how wrong he is.
Oh, gosh.
Uh-huh. You know, you can imagine how that began to unfold.
Yeah.
Actually, sometimes it was surprising when some people would come in and be so certain about, you know, something in the beginning. But as you begin to open up to conversation,
mm-hmm.
you know, and look at, let's write the word conversation up here on the radio, right?
Yes.
We'll write it up here on the board. All right. Well, look at that word conversation.
Looks a lot like another word.
Yeah. What would that word be?
Converse.
Mm.
Or convert.
Yeah.
Or conversion.
Our conversion. Yeah. Yeah. So, and I mean, that's you mentioned We're focusing this evening because we're in Valentine's week.
And that brings up another Valentine's item, right?
Yeah.
Which is conversation hearts.
Okay.
Right? The little candies with the...
Oh, yeah. That had the little messages. Yeah, the little
messages. They're called conversation hearts.
Okay, yeah.
Right?
And hadn't had one of those in a long time.
Yeah, I was never a big fan of them, but yeah. I haven't, you know.
Yeah. But you got to love them at Valentine's Day.
They're symbolic,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I remember when we were in grade school, we would put them in the cards. Everybody, you know, we would prepare Valentine cards for all our classmates, right?
Yes.
And you'd put the little Valentine's hearts in there.
Candy or the conversation hearts, yeah.
Yeah.
And so maybe, you know, maybe that doesn't end at childhood, right? Like maybe we should continue that conversation, the conversation hearts, right? In what way can we open our hearts to each other and allow that to convert and, well, one, to converse with each other.
Conversing is, and everybody would agree probably that, you know, it's the lifeblood of a coupling relationship. A couple is the conversation that you have.
Mm-hmm.
But why is it so important? Because we're there to grow together. We're there to, through the conversation, through the conversing, allowing conversion.
Right. Well, because if we break it down etymologically, right, we know con.
Here she goes again, using them big words.
Listen, it's really beautiful.
Yeah, okay.
Because con means with, right?
Yep.
With or together.
Yep.
And the root for the rest, ver, is actually were.
Okay.
which is one we actually have in a lot of words, and it simply means to turn or to bend.
Yeah.
So to converse with one another just means to
bend with each other, turn and bend with each
together,
other.
Together, with each other.
That's and beautiful.
Isn't it?
That's beautiful.
And that's truly what good conversation is. It's about a bending, a stretching to understand another's perspective. And with that bending and turning, we can internally bend and turn and change our own world.
And in the doing so, we are dealing with our own ego self, if you will.
Right.
We are, you know.
We're engaging those scripts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because we all have them. We all have scripts, or you could call them stories, messages, mm-hmm. beliefs.
The tapes we play in our head.
That get installed very early. By all kinds of sources. Doesn't matter where they came from. What does matter is as all of us reach adulthood, we are responsible for those tapes, if you will, mm-hmm. those messages,
again,
beliefs
those
that play
are,
over
those
and over.
Those are conversations as well.
Oh, absolutely
they are.
Ourselves. Absolutely.
And quite accurately, they do with turn. They just turn in circles and circles inside of us, right?
Right. Absolutely. Okay, so we are exploring today on strategies, some patterns, if you will, that have been noticed by couples therapists. Mm-hmm. And these patterns really indicate that this couple
is thriving.
There's a lot of hopefully marital satisfaction here. And, you know, we are
growing and bettering each other,
growing in the marriage, peaceful in the marriage, bettering each other in the marriage, all of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So let me give all seven of these.
Okay.
And then there's seven of them. You gotta, you have to have three or seven,
three,
or
five, seven,
12. You got to have one of the big numbers, right?
Yeah.
Seven's one of those impactful numbers. So let me give all seven of these, and then we're going to come back and we'll break them down. We'll talk about them, item by item.
Okay.
Okay. So, and this is interesting because number one here is they had boundaries with family. And that makes total sense if you think about it, because we all come from families.
Yes.
And we're making a new family. So number one is they had boundaries with.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Families. Number two, they were friends.
Mm.
Number three, they had been through really dark times.
Mm.
Number four, they let each other be themselves.
Yep.
Number five, they had difficult conversations. Number six, this may surprise some people, they fought. And we'll talk about this in detail as we move on. And number seven, they made light of each other's quirks. Now, let me just stop here.
Okay.
And ask you, they had boundaries with family.
Yeah.
They were friends. They had been through really dark times.
Yes.
They let each other be themselves.
Yeah.
They had difficult conversations. They fought. They made light of each other's quirks. Just on the surface, what do you think about those seven patterns, if you will, in relationship?
I think they are all deeply vital pieces of a healthy evolutionary relationship.
Mm-hmm.
They all make sense in terms of, you know, we can talk about puppy love, right? In terms of ego love, in terms of, oh, we're just going to appreciate each other for what we think each other is from afar.
Right.
But if you're committed, if you're in a committed relationship with someone, that can be the biggest point of growth and development for both of you.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so if you truly want to make the most of that opportunity, which is to come towards the port of unity,
right?
To make it the biggest impact out of that opportunity, you will likely engage in all of these.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
I really love this list.
So number one is they had boundaries with family. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we come from families.
Right.
And our families shape us. Our families, you know, are no doubt, for most of us, are very impactful in either a positive way or a negative way, or, you know, they're impactful in our lives.
Sure. They shape us into the people we are.
However, what are we doing
when we couple
and come together and decide to be a couple and to and to get married and to form a new family?
I mean, it brings to mind so many old traditional songs, but also scripture and rituals in terms of when a couple comes together, right? I mean, we display that in a wedding ceremony, right? The father, often the tradition is the father brings the bride,
right?
You know, as a symbol of, you know, she is leaving her family and he is leaving his. And we can think of the traditional wedding song,
right
by Paul McCartney, right? This is Love.
Oh, that's by Paul Stokely.
Paul Stokely, the other Paul. Thank you.
The Paul from Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That one. You know, and he quotes scripture, right? A man shall leave his mother and a woman leave her home.
The two shall travel on to where the two shall be as one.
Right.
Yeah.
And so there's the other piece, right? The two shall be as one. That's another important symbology that energetically over time as a couple, it is a great truth.
Right.
Right. If you spend, when you spend enough time with a person, the two become one.
Yeah.
And so in that, it's important to recognize that, yes, you are still your own person. You are still each individual's. But there is also this great birthing of a new entity.
Of something new.
Which is the we.
So they put, you know, successful couples put the relationship, their new relationship first and have clear boundaries with the family from which they came out of. They they make decisions based on not what their family wants, but what they want together, what they want individually and then together. And they do what's best for the partnership together. And I think that's very, very important. We're talking about patterns today. Valentine's is coming. If you don't have your Valentine's gift, now's a good time to go get it.
Hint, hint.
Warning, warning. We're talking about successful patterns of couples who are making it in a big way here on Strategies. We'll be back. We've got more to unpack here on Strategies for Living. Stay with us. Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. You know, I say it a lot. There's no place like the Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd, join the fun, become a member. When you become a member, you become a star. Mm-hmm. You get discounts on movies. You get concession upgrades. You get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The Robinson Film Center. .org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Donisa Walker with LearningRx Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending, LearningRx Shreveport offers a science solution to reading problems, working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call LearningRx Shreveport. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does LearningRx Shreveport.
Facing the same old problems day to day makes you want to holler, get away. Looking for the road that'll get me there. Looking for hope and peace to spare. Looking for strategies, strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab.
And you found it right here on 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. It's Valentine's Week. Can you believe it? And we're talking about what successful couples do, the patterns of successful couples, and who are continuing to grow together, make it together. And, you know, you don't make it, you know. You're making it.
Right.
You know?
No, there is no end goal.
No, because even after, you know, the relationship, you know, all relationships, and I know this is going to sound, this is probably not a great thing to mention, but all relationships end.
Yes.
On a physical level, mm-hmm. by death or divorce.
Right.
And, but.
Even in the form that they're in now.
In the form. That they're presently in, but even after relationships quote unquote end, mm-hmm. I would propose that they don't end.
No, and I would even propose that our experience of and our creation of experiences of relationships in form are actually beyond form.
Mm, okay.
Again, what I mean by that is, you know, when we get in a relationship with someone, I think we've all had that experience, if we've been in a deep, meaningful relationship, that there's something beyond the physical there.
Right.
That's created, that's almost magical and beyond words. And I think once we move beyond form, that is a glimpse into the beyond form, that
right.
feeling, that unconditional love, that intensity.
We are spiritual beings, and you're touching on the spiritual, and that's one of the things.
And it makes total sense, because this is a world of relativity.
Yep.
Which means that everything exists because we see and acknowledge and believe that there are separate things which we can have relationships to or with.
Yep.
Right? And so also what that means is that the relationship then becomes this ship, if you will.
Mm.
Right? It becomes this.
It truly becomes a relationship.
It becomes a vehicle.
Let's sail.
Right. A vessel through which we're able to explore unknown territory.
Mm.
Right? To explore the beyond.
Yep.
To explore beyond myself, my own experience, in relationship.
I like it.
Yeah.
All right. So one of the patterns, and we talked about last segment, they had boundaries with family. Another is that they were friends.
Mm-hmm.
They genuinely enjoyed spending time with each other. The most successful relationships that I had the honor of working with through the years were the ones who had at the foundation a true friendship as individuals. They're married. They got married. They decided to get together. But what always, you know, continued was that marital friendship.
Yes, absolutely. You
know? And so, you know, friends generally enjoy spending time with one another. You're excited to come home and hey, let's catch up on the long day.
Yeah.
And so friendship is the basis of the relationship. Mm-hmm. You know, you and I work together now.
Yes.
But we still, at the end of the day, when we come home, we catch up.
Right.
Even though we've been together. Yep. And sometimes we're together. We're not always together in the same office.
Right.
The same physical office. You know, sometimes you're seeing a person, I'm seeing a different person.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we're working with a person together. But oftentimes, mm-hmm. you know, we still catch up because you don't know what I was thinking.
Right.
I don't know what you were thinking. And that's something that's important for us to unpack
mm-hmm.
when we get into the safety of where we call home.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, it might sound goofy because we did experience the same events externally, but
sometimes, yeah.
Well, but even if we did experience the same events, that doesn't mean our individual experiences
were the same
by any way, shape, or
no,
form.
No, and we're gonna kind of get into this in a future one of these patterns a little bit more, but we each have a unique way
mm-hmm.
of seeing the world.
Yes.
And that includes the things that we see together.
Mm-hmm. Right. You know? I think that's so vital, so important especially for couples, but for everyone to understand that, yeah, we may have been in the same room when this event happened,
right.
but I have no idea what your experience of that event was like unless I ask and unless we engage in a conversation about it.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, we're working on 5 years of marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we've been a few places here and there. And sometimes you go along with, okay, I say I want to go here or there. And that might not be the top of your list, but you go,
mm-hmm.
and vice versa.
Right.
You might say, I want to go here or there. That may not be the top of my list, but I go,
mm-hmm.
and I go, and I hope you go, because I don't just want the experience of wherever we happen to be headed to, whatever that is, but I want to see it through your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be able to experience it through your perception. So we each have a way
mm-hmm.
of looking at the world. And if we're friends, if you're truly friends, that's part of what you want to share. That's the
shared experience.
The marrow,
yeah.
if you will. That gets down into the marrow of the bone,
mm-hmm.
you know, of friendship.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the kind of friendship.
Sharing each other's worlds.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And allowing that to happen, mm-hmm. because that's a special type of intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
Into me see. Yes.
Yeah.
That's a unique and special type of intimacy that, unfortunately, is rare in the world.
Right. I think there's a lot of fear around vulnerability out there. And that's something we as a collective really need to look at, because we can't see into each other. We can't see into ourselves without embracing the vulnerability of being open and allowing ourselves to be who we are at the greatest capacity that we have.
Right. So,
and that's a great gift that you could give to each other.
Amen.
And I think, you know, that kind of, I don't know if that's the next one, but that leads into one of them.
So they had boundaries with family. They were friends
mm-hmm.
and they had been through mm-hmm. some really dark times or tough times, however you want to say this.
Yeah.
You know, so life is, I mean, you know, what's in the middle of life
mm-hmm.
if,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's what we get,
yeah.
you know, that's it.
Life
and
happens.
So you know, why do we sign up for this thing called marriage? I won't get the quote exact, but there was a mm-hmm. movie many, many years ago called Shall We Dance?
Yes.
And there was a quote in that movie about why we do this. Why do we get married?
Right.
And the main actor says it's because we're seeking witness.
We need a witness to
There's
our lives.
There's billions and billions of people in the world, right?
Yeah.
But as long as we're with each other, we're each other's witness.
That's right.
And I've always liked that quote. I wish I had it here in front of me, but I don't.
It's a good one. And it speaks a great truth, not just of marriage, but of life in general.
Yeah.
I mean, because I think that's what we're here to do for and through each other, is to witness each other's lives.
So, you know, we go through difficult times. Sometimes we go through dark times.
And I don't think that this doesn't mean that this is a gatekeeping sort of idea where, well, you're not really a real couple if you haven't been through hard times.
No, because if you're together long enough, you're going to. Yeah, absolutely.
You're going to face some things together, you know, whether. Whatever,
like it or not,
whatever you're
ready or not, here we come. Here it comes.
Whatever your judgment of hard times might be, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's no one thing worse than another, but to go through life together is going to come with some. You're going to have to learn to lean into each other's perceptions,
right?
And to deal with that, to manage that.
So going through difficult times is a given, and we come to crossroads in our lives, and you know, maybe even have second thoughts, and not necessarily second thoughts about the relationship, although maybe you know,
yeah, sure.
And you make a choice. Mm. You make a choice to if you're questioning the relationship, you make a choice to stay together. You make a choice to turn towards each other.
Yeah, instead of
away. But if you know, in more often than not, there's just other difficult things in life that we go through. Making that decision to go through it with each other.
Yes.
Turning towards each other, supporting each other. This really establishes and maintains a sense of trust and safety.
Yeah.
That's beyond description.
Right. I mean, to be able to hold each other, not just physically, but mentally, emotionally, hold the space for each other.
Yeah.
And I think with this piece, we have to talk about, this is where couples face the reality that coupling is not always 50-50.
No.
Almost never is.
No.
So it's about willing to accept that.
Yeah.
Through the hard times. I'm gonna carry you and you'll carry me on.
Sometimes it's gonna be 20-80. Sometimes it's gonna be 100-0. Sometimes it's, you know, we can shoot for 50-50, but it's not gonna happen very often.
Yeah.
You know. But just knowing that.
Yeah, and being able to voice that to each other. You know, I got 20 today.
Yeah.
That's what I got.
There you go. We're talking patterns of couples who are making it here this evening on Strategies for Living. We'll be back. More to come.
From the bayou to your table, we're keeping it alive with flavors from the family passed down to survive. The Godfather's here. With a twist in the tail, alligator, Italian sausage, and it sure won't fail. It's the boss of the bayou, a taste you can't refuse. Italian tradition, Cajun infused. Godfather sausage, bold and true. But Andre's bringing the bayou to you.
Get the Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage only at Fertitta's Delicatessen, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Pick up a Muffy while you're there. The Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage. It's a taste you can't refuse. Sold only at Fertitta's, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport.
Dealing with stress? Pain? Feel like you're running out of options?
When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strawn's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strawn's, thebalancedlife.us.
We all have problems every day. We all need help along the way. We need strategies, strategies, strategies for living radio.
And here we are. Here we are on 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. Yeah, Strategies for Living Radio. We are, we're talking about what do successful couples do? What patterns? If you watch, if you see, if you observe couples who are really making it, what patterns are you going to see? Well, you're going to see that they had boundaries with their family. You're going to see that they were friends. You're going to see that they've been through some really dark times together, and they let each other be themselves, Lauren. Mm-hmm. And this one, you know, they're all important.
This one would be high on the list for me.
This one gets asterisked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting. When you first started rereading the list of seven, I was kind of anticipating you to ask me, okay, if you had to pick which one was the most important,
yeah,
right? And this one was high on the list of that, you know, anticipated question. You didn't ask me that.
I didn't put you on the spot.
You didn't put me on the spot like that. But this one stood out to me as, if we could get here, this is where true healing takes place in relationships.
Absolutely. And the reason for that is because this one, mm-hmm, letting each other be themselves, is really about respect.
Mm-hmm.
It's about respect, and it's about admiration for one another, rather than a desire to change each other.
Mm-hmm.
There's a play that we're going to see Saturday night at Shreveport, yes, Little Theater. I love the title of it. Yeah. I haven't seen it before, so... what is it?
I love you.
I love you. You're perfect. Now change. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm looking. We've got tickets. I'm looking forward to seeing that. I always look forward to going to Shreveport Little Theater.
Mm-hmm.
But how many times do couples say, you know, we fall in love, that magical time, we say, you're perfect for me, now you need to change this, 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 and this, you know, and it just happens.
Right.
And so...
those ego boundaries come back up.
What is true respect and admiration? It's letting each other be who they are. This is freedom. This is freedom, and that this kind of freedom brings out, I think, the best parts
in both parties
of each other.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Letting each other be themselves. Another is difficult conversations.
Mm.
And it's these next two kind of relate together, I think. So we, you know, couples who are making it are willing and ready and stand ready to have difficult conversations,
right,
because you communicate regularly and you're open to each other's perspectives. When that is the case, you're not going to agree with each other 100% of the time.
You're two different people.
Absolutely.
Right.
I absolutely love you,
mm-hmm,
but you are absolutely wrong about the toilet paper and how it is to be. You're just absolutely wrong. I mean, everybody knows that you put the toilet paper and it
are
comes
you an
over
or an under.
And you're absolutely just wrong about that. Period. End of the story.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I really don't have a preference, so you're fine with that one on me.
Yeah.
I know there are strong overs and strong unders in the world, but I'm not
you're
either
not one of
those. So.
Okay, well, I guess, you know, I guess I can't
you're
set
not going to be able to pick a fight with me on air.
Okay, all right. Well, I tried. I did, you know.
It was a valiant effort. Yeah.
I did my best. But having the, you know, being willing to have difficult conversations, all kidding aside, is absolutely necessary to growing
well,
each other, yourselves, mm-hmm. and each other, and you as a couple.
Right. Because what that communicates, when you sit down and you sit down, I know depending on how people's upbringings and what your beliefs are about confrontation, you know, we have different resistances to having the difficult conversations.
Right.
But you engaging in the difficult conversation communicates to your partner that above all else, I value our relationship because I'm willing to engage in this
right.
conversation that
Absolutely.
May be very difficult for me,
Absolutely.
May be very difficult for us, but it's so much more important to me that we understand each other and that
right.
we're able to communicate that in a safe and loving space.
Yes.
So that we can come to some kind of growth point together.
And so the next one is kind of related to having these difficult conversations. And I said earlier in the program, some people may be surprised that the, you know, to hear me say this, but successful couples who are making it fight.
Mm-hmm.
So they fought. All couples fight. I mean, you know, it's just a given that, you know, that you're going to have disagreements
mm-hmm.
At points along the way. How do you handle them? You know, how do you do
and how
those?
How do you fight?
How do you fight? Do you
quote, unquote,
do you fight fairly?
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you allow each other to each express each other's truths and
right.
listen to each other's truths
and hold space
and
for
hold
that.
Space for that
and reflect back to each other that you okay I understand this is what you're saying and this is my perspective and this is how I feel.
All right, so what we're really talking about here is when we say, you know, all successful couples fight, they're really they've learned or are learning how to navigate conflict.
Right.
Because conflict is inevitable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's inevitable. We are different people. We have different histories. We have different ways of thinking. We have different ways of perceiving even the same things. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so how do we navigate conflict? How do we bounce back? How do we move forward once we are into the conflict? So fighting is important.
Yes.
And you know, through
fighting fair, and learning together and, you know, allowing yourself to have those moments where, okay, that wasn't really a fair fight, being able to make those repair attempts with each other and accepting the repair attempts.
Through the years, the couples that I had most difficult helping were the ones that came in and told me we never fight.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
And so, oftentimes I knew, you know, okay, one of the things that we got to do real quick is teach you how to do that.
Right.
And much to my chagrin, oftentimes that took place in the counseling room. You know?
Right. Well, it's the safest place to learn.
There
sometimes.
You go. All right. And number seven, they made light of each other's quirks.
Mm.
They appreciated and they acknowledged the quirks in themselves and one another.
Yes.
Even if at times they were annoyed,
mm-hmm.
and they still made light of them and were never critical. They were never hypercritical of each other.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you're smiling.
I'm smiling because I'm thinking about my little socks that you love so much.
Those little socks end up just, you never know. We were moving.
Yes. And the little socks showed up.
And the little socks showed up in the driveway.
Yeah.
Loading the moving van.
Yes.
I don't understand, but I just went with it.
I appreciate it.
We're talking about what makes successful couples. This evening here on Strategies for Living. Be right back.
You're going to see the difference. When you go to Azalea Cleaners, you'll hear about it too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958. Plus, laundry, alterations and repairs, comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road. Plus, the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283 and Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com.
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail, and you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pintail's business, our fluid applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pintail at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pintail Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
Life gets hard along the way. Gotta get through it day by day. We get strategies right here. Strategies for living radio. Our dose of radio rehab.
And we got them right here, 1017 FM, 710 Keel. Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, talking today about what makes couples successful. Mm. What are the patterns of successful couples? They had boundaries with their family. They were friends. They had been through tough times, dark times. They let each other be themselves. They had difficult conversations. They continue to have difficult conversations. They fight, and they make light of each other's little quirkiness. Mm-hmm. What are you pulling away from our program today? What's your takeaway?
I think these are all excellent little what we might call green flags, right?
Green flags.
Yeah, you know you have red flags for warning.
Yeah,
this is not a good relationship.
But yeah.
I'm going to call
yellow flag, slow down.
Yeah, but
these are green flags.
These are go full speed ahead.
Okay.
If you are able to engage in these as a couple, continue on. And if you hear in any of these something you could work on, go for it. I mean, I'd encourage you to work. I mean, that's the point of this conversation, right? Is to notice the patterns of successful couples who are making it. And as we mentioned at the beginning, it's not just a end goal.
No, it's an ongoing.
It's an ongoing continuing to work on all of these points, and
hopefully we grow. You know, how often do I say, if I write to the end, I want to be a curious student. And so we grow until we're out of here.
That's right.
And
hopefully.
Right now we got to get out of here because that's what the clock on the wall says. Thank you, Lauren.
Thank you.
Folks, thank you. And we appreciate our sponsors making strategies for living possible, the Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing and Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator, Italian Sausage, and some pretty doggone good Muffies, too. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call that you could make, who would you call? And what would you say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Lauren Leon McMillan, I'm David McMillan. See you next time right here on Strategies for Living.